on House Bill 1188. This bill is a bill to revise certain penalties for moving or obtaining a used mobile home or manufactured home without an affidavit from the county treasurer. With that, Representative Tupel, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 1188 addresses the situation we have as a result of having changed the way that taxes are collected on mobile homes. Several years ago, taxation on mobile homes was all based on paying a fee at the beginning of the year, and in response to Department of Revenue and to the mobile manufactured home industry, that was changed to tax these as real property. And as such, the real estate being collected in arrears, those then taxes are collected after the fact when they are due. And the only problem with that is that mobile homes being mobile, and so then what happens from time to time then is that mobile homes are moved without the property taxes being paid, and the county treasurer then tries to collect these taxes and doesn't even know the mobile home is moved until they receive the tax notice back as being undeliverable. And then it becomes the task of the county treasurer to try and figure out where these mobile homes have even gone in the first place, and then to try and collect the tax. And 1188 is an attempt to tighten that up and to involve the mobile home industry in helping to collect those taxes. In a nutshell, what this does is it brings, currently there's a $250 civil penalty on the owner of a mobile home if they move their home without first paying the property taxes. There's also a $250 civil penalty on a lender who repossesses a mobile home without first paying making sure the property taxes have been paid. And what this would do is it would extend that civil penalty to the transporter of a mobile home and the dealer. And what it would require is not that they pay the taxes, but that they simply receive an affidavit from the county treasurer or from the owner of the mobile home that states the property taxes have been paid before they can hook onto those mobile homes and move them, or before they can take them onto a dealer's lot and this type of thing. The bill would also increase the second penalty. It would have a graduated civil penalty. First offense in a year would be $250. Second offense would be $500, and third offense would be $1,000. It also has in section 4. It adds language to if a transporter has received three or more than three civil penalties within a year period of time, they can be called in for a hearing to revoke their transporter plan. And in section 5, it adds language to existing statute that if a manufactured home dealer, it's currently a misdemeanor if they move these mobile homes or buy one without having an affidavit that the taxes have been paid. What this would do would add language into that existing statute that says that if they had been convicted of the civil penalty four or more times within a 1 year period, then the Department of Commerce could revoke their license to do business. And that's just adds that four or more times within a 1 year period onto the existing statute that already allows the Department of Commerce to do that. I believe that's the bill in the nutshell. I've got a what I believe to be a friendly amendment here from Department of Motor Vehicles. Deb Hilmer may want to comment on this for you, what this would do. Tightens up some of the language in there. One of the things that it does is it just requires the court, if the civil penalty is assessed on a transporter, on a lender, on a mobile home dealer, or on the owner, it requires the court to forward that information to the Department of Revenue so that they have some way of knowing if you've got a first offense, second offense, third offense, or if these people need to be called in a hearing, so that there's a central registry of that information. And
If you want to hand that out, Representative Tupul, if our page can do that for you, or just hand it to Representative Flowers and we'll pass them around, that would be fine. If you have any other comments, and I would hope I'd allow a discussion, because you'd like to have this on the bill as we're considering this, at least from the point of your perspective as a sponsor.
Yes.
Those who will follow up on additional testimony, pro or con, if you'd like to address both the amendment and the bill, we'd like to do that. If you'd like to come back here at the table, or you can remain on the sponsor's chair. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents for House Bill 1188? And I want to remind those of you who are testifying, please, if you have not signed in, do so later on, or Matt can take care of it. Oops. Welcome to the committee.
Good morning. I'm Deb Tridle. I'm the treasurer from Lawrence County. And we're hoping that you'll pass this bill. It'll help the treasurers. Currently, Lawrence County has 1,759 mobile homes in Lawrence County. Last year, I had 112 of them move. 52 of them were registered, 60 of them had to pay the advance tax, and out of those 112, I had 17 of them that the taxes had not been paid, that we had to track down the owners, and most of them were brought to our attention when the new owners had come in to register them. We could not transfer the title because the taxes hadn't been paid, and it seems like the problem is coming is that the people are selling their mobile homes or trading them in to a dealer. The dealer turns around and sells them to the new person. They're not checking to see if the taxes are paid. The new owner comes up, and we have to say, we're sorry, we can't transfer this. I had one mobile home. It took us 9 months to get the taxes collected. After 30 days, those people's title isn't transferred. Then they start getting fines. They can get up to a $50 fine for the title not being transferred. You talk to the mobile home dealers, they're going, well, it's not our fault. The owner should have done it. But with this bill, it's going to make it that the mobile home dealers have to be accountable. They have to make sure that the taxes are paid first before they move it off the person's lot and before they sell it. It will protect the new owners. I talked to Carol in Cottington County yesterday. Their assessor had been out checking on mobile homes, and from last March till this November, they've found 21 mobile homes that have moved that have not had taxes paid. They have no idea where they're at. So now the treasurer and the assessor's office have to go to try and find out where these mobile homes have gone to. And in the next couple weeks, we have to start doing distress warrants for back taxes. So now you have the sheriff's office involved. So you have three offices using up man time to try to find out where these mobile homes have gone. And if we can get this bill passed, it'll help collect taxes, and it's going to protect the new consumers, and it's just going to make everything move smoother. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1188? Other proponents that would like to testify? Welcome, Deb.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. I worked with Representative Tupul to try to get this into a form that we think we all can live with. One of the concerns that I had was one that he's addressed in the amendment, and that is so that we get notified if there is a violation, that we have some mechanism by which to track those so that we can take action against those people that are moving mobile homes without having the affidavit. In our department, we're required to have that affidavit that taxes have been paid prior to issuing title. So we do get pulled into a lot of these situations with the counties in trying to track down people. And hopefully this will help and assist both us and the counties in trying to do that. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kilmer. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1188? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1188? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1188? Okay, are there any opponents at this time? I've been informed that there are some people who would like to testify on this bill, and we can hold it until Tuesday. There's an amendment that wants to be brought forward by an impacted party. Any other opponents that are here? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing on House Bill 1188 for testimony, and we're going to bring it back for further discussion. Representative Tupul, did you have any other further comments relative to this bill at this point? We'll bring it up as the first item of business on Tuesday.
Mr. Chairman,
I have one question.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to the question. We did miss that part of it. Are there any questions from members of those who've testified? Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I heard probably, and I didn't get it all written down, what the treasurer, the Deb from Lawrence County, but is this a real major problem? Apparently it is in West River. I don't know. I'm just wondering how many statewide, if anybody has a count on
if you come back and you
of this
it's
of
a
these people doing this.
It's a statewide program problem for everybody.
Could you give me your figures again? I didn't get them all down.
I had 112 mobile homes move last year, and I had seventeen of them that I had to go track down. One of them was out of state, and that's the problem, is when they go out of state, you don't have any authority. Like, I wrote some letters and kind of, you know, said you really have to pay this, you know, you broke the law leaving, and they paid them. But if they go out of state and you can't track them down, you're not only are you out this year's taxes, but you're out the advanced year's taxes, so you're out 2 years of taxes.
Thank you.
1 second. Are there other questions for the county treasurer, Representative Wick, or no?
Well, yes.
Yes, Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps Deb can tell me, and I guess one of my questions would be, how many distress warrants have you issued?
I can't issue them yet because our 45 days isn't up. Last year I issued 63 of them, and we got them collected.
They were all collected?
Yes, last year they were.
Any other questions of the treasurer?
If I could follow
yes,
up.
Yes, please.
I'm trying to write notes, too, because I'd like to. I guess my question is, what's the average taxes on any one of these mobile homes?
Depends on what year. Some of your newer ones. So I had one here for $1,500. Some of your new ones, $1,500 to $2,000. Some of your older ones aren't as expensive. But if you're talking 2 years, that's $3,000. And if you can't get them collected and they're gone out of state, then you have to abate that amount off.
Representative Wick,
if you have something that's gone for 3 years, why is it gone for 3 years? If it's been there, why doesn't it get done the first year? I don't understand how you can let it keep going.
2 years, because if it left, say it left this June, and they owe this year's taxes and they haven't paid it, and I can't go after them until you do a distress warrants, which we'd start doing now. But then since they're in the rears, you're also going to be missing out 2002 or 2001's payable in 2002, so that's 2 years of taxes that are gone because they're paying in the rears because they put them like a house, where before you used to have to pay current.
Other questions? A representative question of the treasurer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned Cottington counties. Can you give me those figures again? What Carol had given you?
They had 21 mobile homes. They went, their director of equalization had gone out, and there was 21 mobile homes missing that nobody had called in, got any, paid any taxes, or picked up the affidavit or a moving permit. I know Pennington County has a lot of trailer houses that they have to deal with every day.
Any other questions for Treasurer Tittle? Seeing none, thank you very much for your answers. Representative Van Etten, you had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for the sponsor, and I would reiterate her comment about Pennington County. I know that Pennington County has a big problem with this, to answer Representative Flowers' question. I'm a little confused by the wording in here. Section 1 talks about the owner and that there will be a civil penalty on the owner, and then the second half of the section, it talks about a regulated lender, and it says there'll be a civil penalty on the lender. But then when it talks about the penalty, it says the court shall levy a civil penalty of $250 for the first violation within a year, $500 for the second, $1,000 for the each subsequent one within a one-year period. I would assume you move that language up from 17, 18, 19, but it doesn't really, how does that apply to an owner? How does it get more than one penalty in a year? I guess I'm confused by that part.
That's a good question, Representative Van Etten. I guess the assumption would be is that the owner probably would not, but just to make the penalty consistent between owners and lenders and transporters and dealers. We did that just to make it consistent. But the probability that an individual is going to do this more than once is highly unlikely. Where that is mainly to address is the industry.
Other questions? Representative Flowers of Representative...
Well, maybe this is just a comment, Mr. Chairman, but...
Do you have a question? If you could make it into a question...
Well, I could ask a question of Representative...
Put a question mark on it. We'll be in good shape for...
Well, I'll do it. I'll try to do it with a question mark if I could. The question I have is, apparently in your bill, you have made the penalty stronger for the person that's hauling the trailer, who's just a transporter...
That's
than you have against the owner of the mobile home.
No, we haven't.
Yes, you have.
No,
if he loses his license, I'll guarantee it's more of an impact on that transporter than it is the person that has to pay a little fine. This bill, if I read it right, it says they could cancel or suspend a commercial motor vehicle certificate.
That's correct.
That's quite a penalty.
I would agree with that, but I guess the position of that is that. In order to be even called in on that hearing, and it's not an automatic revocation, but it would be a hearing. But in order to even be called in on that, they will have that transport would have had to have been convicted of three civil penalties of moving these mobile homes without getting the affidavit that says the property tax is paid. They'd have to be convicted of that three times in a year. And I would assert to you that if a transporter is not interested in abiding by the law, any more than that, that they participate in this three times a year, then maybe we ought to take a look at their licensing.
One other, if I can get back.
Yep.
But it says that the court, so what's the civil penalty on the owner if he doesn't pay his taxes?
First offense is $250.
Maybe you should increase that penalty a little bit to try to assess.
I would be open to that amendment.
We'll probably do it when we get to it.
I think you might just respond to this question. The challenge hasn't the challenge been that we simply needed to find those individuals who really are triggering for this, and the fact that the mover is, yes, a party, that's nothing moves until the mover can do it. All he has to do is confirm, or she has to do is confirm that they have the ability to move it. So I know over the years it's just been, how do we isolate that so that nothing happens unless somebody... Unless they're going to put it on their pickup truck and get out of there, but that typically doesn't happen. Representative Tuple, and then we'll continue.
I just might add to that the attempt of this is not to do anything onerous or punitive against the industry. All we're trying to do is get these taxes collected before the mobile homes are moved, because it becomes a very difficult job for the treasurer to come in after 6 months after the fact and realize this thing has been moved, and the first thing they've got to do is try and figure out where it went. And if it went out of state, it's virtually impossible to go trying to collect these taxes in arrears. So all we're trying to do is protect the tax base and the rest of the taxpayers in the county and get these taxes collected before the mobile homes are moved. And because we've changed the code now so that these taxes are collected in arrears, we need the industry's help to help get these collected before these things are moved. And all that we're requiring is that transporter or that dealer, before they enter into a transaction, they have a copy of the affidavit from the county treasurer that I would assume would be provided to them by the owner. They shouldn't have to go to the county treasurer's office to get that. But they would have a copy of that affidavit from the county treasurer. It says the taxes are paid before they hook onto it and move it, or before they bring it onto their dealer's lot. That's all we're asking. And I think we can get participation and cooperation from the industry. There shouldn't be any civil penalty involved in it. There shouldn't have to be any revocation of any licensing. That's just the teeth in it to help get it enforced. But I've had a number of conversations with the mobile home industry and their representative, and I think we've worked this out to the point where it will be, I can't speak for the industry themselves, I'll have to do that, but I think we've worked it out to the point where it will be workable for them too.
Thank you, Representative Tuple. At your request, we will hold this over until further.
I was just going to ask, that's all right, I'll talk to.
Oh, okay. We'll hold this over for further conversation and ability to ask questions for Tuesday until you get your amendment, if you have an additional amendment. Thank you for that. At this point, we'll close again the House Bill 1188 discussion. Representative Nachtigal.
Should this amendment be moved at this time?
No. We'll bring it back for committee action, Representative Nachtigal, and then put it on at that time, along with other amendments, and we'll see if they're either conflictory or whatnot. But thank you for the question.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative
The only
Fox.
Thing is, if people want to pick this up on the net, if this amendment's on there, they can see her proposed amendment, nothing else.
I think it's a question of when amendments are actually shown in the minutes. Well, it would be helpful. Representative, would it be helpful for you to have us at least move it, because then they'll have it under consideration? All right. I would look to Representative Napoleon for all these years.
I would move the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers, I'll open up the hearing for the purposes of amending a pending amendment. Is there a motion for the pending amendment? Representative Flowers, second by Representative Nachtigall. You brought this up. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 1188 is now amended. Those who can go online, you'll be able to pick it up off of our minutes. It won't be on the bill, but it'll be on the minutes of the committee. With that, we'll...